get so scared inside, and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind, or is it fantasy?
Heaven is in the palm of my hand, and it's waiting here for you. What am I supposed to do with a childhood tragedy? If I close my eyes forever,
hello and welcome to the Brizzy Experience. I'm Brittany, and this is my very handsome co-host,
Damon.
And we're sorry for the once again late upload. We just can't seem to get our shit together.
Man, there's always shit going down.
Damon's a sleepy man. I'm gonna blame him.
I might have fallen asleep a time or two. Maybe.
But we're here. A few days late.
Yeah. Anyway.
We just got back from dinner.
Quick bite on a Monday night.
Got some mochi nuts.
In case you guys don't know what a mochi nut is, I thought it was some kind of fucking nut. It's just a fancy donut, I guess.
No, it's what? A donut with like a mochi texture.
Okay, fancy donut.
It's so chewy and delicious, and the shape is pretty, and it pulls off into little balls.
Sweaty balls.
So I'm totally going to bust into these bad boys during this podcast, and got some pretty...
I know, I'm going to try one.
Pretty yummy looking flavors here going on. I was mochi on a nut diet today, and I guess that ship sailed.
Now you're on a mochi nut diet?
Damon's looking super voluptuous lately, and...
No dudes want to look voluptuous.
I'm looking thick myself.
Creeping on Buddha status right now.
Anyways, we'll have our hot summer bodies ready in no time.
One of us. Okay, so... You eat a mochi nut real quick?
I do. So I don't know. There's strawberry lemon churro. There is Nilla wafer, toasted marshmallow, kiwi, and my personal favorite that I'm most excited about, lavender latte, maybe. I don't know. Lavender something. I'm super excited. I can't wait to try all of them. Damon bought me one the other night, but I was throwing a little fit, so I didn't thoroughly enjoy it.
Tantrum.
No, it wasn't like that. I had waited too long to eat, and there was no returning. I had let it go too far. But anyways.
The hangry monster got out.
It was pretty good. So let's see. Damon, which one you want?
I honestly don't know, man. I'm stuffed from dinner.
I know, but there's always room.
What were they again? I know the ones, the marshmallow.
Strawberry lemon churro.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I want.
That's the one you want. He made us get two of those, so he better like it. Because it was the least one that I was excited about. I'm going to give you one ball.
Yeah, I'm good. One ball.
One ball per mochi nut. He'll post pictures so you guys can kind of get a better visual.
Did you take pictures?
I did.
Oh, sweet.
Because I thought ahead. Yay, nay?
Yeah, it's good. That's pretty good. Try not to chew down in the microphone.
Unless you're into the whole chewing thing, then let us know. You know, the ASMR thing that the people my age are into.
What's that?
People eating.
Nobody wants to hear people smacking their food, dude.
Not smacking, but chewing and swallowing.
Anyway.
Anyways, I like it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What is this?
What?
Why are the lights different?
Why?
Wow.
What'd you do?
You know what you did. does he even love me anymore? No, because my button wasn't even...
Wasn't even what?
Oh, he sucks. Okay. I think after that tangy one, we have to go for kiwi. Keep it in the fruit.
One ball only, please.
One kiwi ball coming right up for you, sir. Ooh. I feel like they need more mochi nuts in Fresno because there's only one and it's by the college and it's not very convenient. Kind of bland.
Tastes like a plain one.
Mm-hmm. I would call that a plain mochi nut. Ew.
Hmm. Ew.
Oh.
That wasn't bad.
If you taste the syrup on top, it tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, next.
Mm.
Mochi nut, everybody. Mochi nut.
Next, let's go in vanilla wafer.
Dude, I don't even want another bite. I'm getting fat.
Turns me on. The only problem is it's like a lose. Because the thicker he gets, the hotter he gets. But then you can't get that hot because then his back gets thrown out. So then we can't do anything. Mmm.
That was pretty good. Oh, man.
I like that one.
I forgot to mute the tube.
We're saving the best for last.
What's that? Because I'm like one bite away from...
We're going to go with marshmallow now.
Something's... Oops. Oh, my...
You got I'm sorry.
Wow.
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 I can't help that I'm popular.
Wow. Who's that?
Who does that look like?
Grandma? It's a grandma on it with a beard.
It's my side piece.
Wow.
I just have code name Grandma, but you know, then grandma. His profile picture just pops up anyways. Manly Grandma.
The bearded lady.
Oh, this is a sticky one. I'm having insta regrets for touching this. I should have made you do this part. I don't do well with sticky hands.
It said marshmallow on it. What do you think?
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have a meltdown here. No, you have to touch it. Touch it, you dirtbag.
Feed it to me.
No, you feed it to me. Yeah, and then lick my fingers clean.
I'll feed it to you. You feed it to me first.
Okay, fine.
All
right. You have to pick my ball off.
You pick your own ball.
No.
I don't want that one, then. You eat that. Tell me how it is.
You suck. Oh.
Mm. You're just saying that.
So good.
I'll have one later.
Mm. Oh, wow. It gets better.
Okay.
It's really hard to clean off your finger. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Mmm, that one's the best one.
It's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man gave you a surprise or what?
Mm-hmm. Extra creamy. Got one more finger to clean.
Okay. We're all here waiting.
Mmm. Yum. Okay. We have one more to try.
We're all here. Me and the cat.
Him and the cat.
Okay.
The last one, lavender.
Oh, thought that was the same as the other one.
That one has vanilla wafer on it.
It sure does.
Yay, nay. Is it plain?
I don't taste any lavender.
Maybe it's just a plain one this time.
Oh, there's like a little subtle hint. I had a lavender drink for dinner. So this just doesn't really compare.
Yeah, that the red drink was pretty good. Should have pulled the lavender mochi nut out and dipped it in the drink.
Not bad idea.
Then the restaurant would have been like, hey, you can't eat outside food in here.
I don't think they would have been that like that there.
You don't think they gave a shit at the bar?
Don't be sexy right now. I don't know who you think you are.
I can't help it. It just happens.
Oh, I overate.
I know. That's what happened. That's why I didn't dive in the last two.
Look at my stomach.
Was done. Beyond done.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That was a mistake.
What have we been up to?
We took a day trip to the coast with the kids. Got home super late. It was fun. We
almost got ransacked at the beach by a wave, rogue wave.
Yeah. We like did a lot. We went.
Not really.
Well, honestly, I had anticipated that we would leave a lot earlier than we did. So the whole driving there and then driving back the same day didn't seem so painful because we would be there for some hours. But, you know.
Shit that happens.
Shit happened.
Wow.
And by shit, I mean Damon. Threw the night off. So we woke up the next day later than anticipated and got on the road later than anticipated. But it's okay because we still did the majority of everything I wanted to do that day. And the kids had fun and they slept on the way home. And then we slept until 11 o'clock the next day.
Yeah, just about.
Mm-hmm. Just about. Maybe like 10:45.
Which wasn't bad either. Mm-mm. It was kind of nice. I would have done that in a minute.
Yeah, it was nice. And then, yeah.
What else?
Prior to that.
Not much. I think we already covered that.
Did we talk about going to San Francisco with your mom?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did either. Oh, no, we didn't because we had a horrible experience with Airbnb. And because we love you guys, we are going to let you know so you don't make the same mistake we did because we just have never experienced this before. When you go to an Airbnb, make sure.
Don't use the Haley voice. Wait, first off, when we go, don't look at me like that.
Is he like, are you stealing it?
No, but you can't just roll in with, here's what you do. You gotta walk it in, you know what I mean? Like you go in there, you gotta check the place out, strip the bedding, look for bad bugs, make sure you don't got a dirtbag joint.
But we didn't know that.
Well.
We didn't know to take pre-pictures.
Yeah, because we've never had a bad experience with an Airbnb people. Not even the Airbnb people. It was one of the, you know, like the people hosting the joint. I don't even know what to say. I knew it was trouble when I read after the booking. Like, well after the booking. When you get your first, hi, so your stay is coming up. Message, here's how to get to whatever. They send you a message. And it was, you got to download this app to unlock the door. So as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, yeah, I should have known. This is going to be a nightmare. And so we get to the coast and it's raining. It's nighttime because we left late, got off work late. So I notified the host, hey, you know, we're going to be getting in a little later in plan. So you think they would have left the courtesy porch light, patio light on? No. So we're in there fumbling 20 minutes in the dark. I pre-downloaded this app. So we're trying to loaded it, registered it, all this shit. So we're trying to get the damn thing to log in. Then we're going to go back to the notes. The notes on the Airbnb page are different than the instructions. It's just the site has, they haven't updated their page. So we're trying to figure out, oh, you need to get on the Wi-Fi. That's how to do it. Okay, but the Wi-Fi directions were wrong. So I had to go to the message to get the Wi-Fi. So anyway, we're standing outside 20 minutes in the rain, in the dark, trying to get this to work with a little cell phone flashlight. We finally get in. And the place was like had a dank, musty smell like my grandmother's basement.
And it didn't look like it did in the pictures.
Like all the furniture.
The bedding was different. The furniture was different. And it said private hot tub. And there was nothing private about the hot tub.
Yeah, the host slash tenants. Well, okay, either or, whatever. Upstairs. Family there somewhere. But, they just watch us through the window as we come and went. We'd see them. And it was just, they had their big window just looked right down into the hot tub. And the hot tub was outside. And then the rules, once you get there, were posted inside. If you get any sand in the hot tub, it's going to be $125 additional cleaning fee. And the hot tub sits outside.
And the hours were different.
And the hours online were different than what was in the little posted packet. So it was just terrible. Mold in the coffee maker. So we just decided we're just going to sleep here, shower here, just spend most of our time out doing stuff. So that's what we did. We weren't there a whole lot. We didn't use the hot tub because we just anticipated that we're going to be hit with this cleaning fee no matter what. And it just looked like a catch 22. So we went there for the hot tub, ended up not using it because we just kind of had a bad feeling that we were going to get charged anyway, just to turn a quick fast buck and extort somebody. So after we checked out on the Sunday and went to go get breakfast, I get an email that the host is now trying to extort us for their old pissy mattress. So they hit us up for like this ludicrous $700 reimbursement charge. So we had to get Airbnb involved, and that had to have this whole Airbnb investigation just for Airbnb to come out that we didn't do anything wrong. And I told him, I was like, dude, had I peed this lady's bed? I would have called her and told her, hey, man, I was drunk last night, peed your bed. I'll buy you a new one. Because that's just the type of person I am. I peed your bed, I'm buying you a new bed. So just didn't happen. We didn't hardly have any drinks, really. One here, one there. Didn't get all fucked up and pee the bed. So I'm sorry if you're not cleaning your place that well and you're not paying attention to who's pissing in your bed. But you can't just blame the next person when you finally notice it. Hey, this guy peed. And so, yeah, we had to have this whole Airbnb investigation. And the Airbnb police investigated. And they deemed us not at fault. So I'm assuming this host has had a couple other run-ins like this. So we just decided we ain't staying there anymore. Maybe go back to hotels for a bit. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're going to go back to our usual Airbnbs. Well, yeah.
I mean, we got one we're going to down the road that's, we've been there several times and they're all legit. Yeah. They're good.
But other than that, it's kind of scary to venture off now.
Yeah. Now you got to strip everything and take pictures before and after and just be like, nope, wasn't me.
Just to be safe because we had no idea that people actually operated like that.
That's crazy.
Anyways, aside from that little hiccup, it was a really nice weekend. And Damon's mom came and met us in San Francisco for brunch. And then we went to Sausalito, which was my first time there.
Yeah, we had a good time.
We drove home super late at night.
Super late. The time we got home at like midnight.
We ate at a restaurant we never eat at.
What's that?
Outback.
Oh, yeah, we never eat there. But it was like...
It was on the way home. And I was so hangry.
Yeah, it's a hangry monster was coming back out. We had to put that down. What's the nearest thing? Off the freeway, gas, and Outback Steakhouse.
So we did it. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't good, but...
I mean, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
So that was
the drink I had was good.
That was our little trip to Pacifica.
stopped at Nick's.
But we decided to stay in Half Moon Bay.
Which was a mistake.
For the hot tub we didn't use. So, and then we had to drive further to go to all the places we were going to go.
In the pouring rain.
So, next time.
Damon got me a Taco Bell Cantina sweater.
Yeah, we went to the Taco Bell Cantina again. Got some drinks and got all fucked up that second night. Kind of. Not pee the bed fucked up. And pee the bed. I think I'd shit the bed before I peed the bed.
You nasty ass man. I want to hurt you right now.
Shit. But yeah, that was it. That was just a quick trip there and back. Hung out with moms for brunch. That was it.
Hey, we have some pretty exciting future news. Future plans, maybe.
Do we?
Kacer might be coming to visit.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to do another round of winter camping, but with Kacer. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, the old Case dog is talking about coming out here for a visit. So that'll be fun. I have to put him up in one of the rooms, Air Mattress Jones, because you don't want to sleep on the couch in this place. That thing's a backbreaker for sure. That's why I lay down on the ground where it's nice and flat when I'm chilling.
You're funny.
But yeah, we'll get Case dog set up, maybe take him to Yosemite if he's never been. Take him to San Francisco if he has to poop on the street.
I think me and Damon need to start talking about age gap related things.
Age gap related things? Mm-hmm. Like?
I don't know. If anyone has any ideas or any questions or anything in regards to our relationship.
Like, like all the jokes I make from the 80s and 90s that zing right over your head. Stuff like that. Yeah, no.
There's things I say that you don't get to.
No, totally. What was one of the most recent ones? Can't think of it, can you?
No, can you?
No. Because I didn't understand what it was.
You're dumb. I don't know.
Can't think of it?
No.
It's all right. It'll come to you. Just write it down and we'll cover it. Because there's a shit ton.
Yeah.
A shit ton.
Damon's age is...
What?
Really reflecting our gap lately.
What are you talking about?
With his broken back.
Oh, yeah. Really looking like the old timer going out.
Yeah.
Hobbling shit, back fucked up.
It's okay. I love him.
I'm still a few ways away from the... A little ways away from the walker.
If there's any other age gap couples out there, I'd really like to hear from you.
Where are they going to
compare sexual notes?
Where are they going to hear it from?
The Brizzy Experience at gmail.com.
And Instagram? What's the Instagram?
_Brizzy_experience.
There you go.
There you go. Find us.
The Brizzy Experience at gmail.com.
Let us know your guys' biggest struggles. Or ask us questions.
I know what our biggest struggle is.
What?
Our biggest struggle is probably because of the age gap. We were raised two different ways, completely different. And you just, man, have a backwards way of looking at shit.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Yeah, you're back. You just look
and he at doesn't stuff understand backwards. Communication. Like, I'll text things, and he'll take it, like, in a completely different direction from what I mean.
That's not age gap.
It has to be.
That's not age gap. That's just me being shitty at relationships.
Whatever. I think it's age gap. He just doesn't understand my terminology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, anyway, we'll have to... Take some notes on that so we can sit down and go through some of that. But it'll be fun. I don't notice people giving us funny looks anymore, but I don't really pay attention.
I do. People still give us funny looks, and my daughter really likes to crack jokes now. that she's gotten comfortable around Damon. A lot of dad and grandpa jokes.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't heard those before. What else?
What else? What else?
I don't know. I thought there was something else in there that we were going to report on, but I forget.
Was it something we did or something about a relationship?
I don't remember. It'll come to me.
How do other couples get over their fights? Like, does one apologize and then they kiss and make up? Or
depends.
On the fight? All Damon has to do is feed me or, like, buy me a treat. And then I'm like, aw, I forgive you.
He's not that bad.
Buy me flowers and I'm like,
hey. You bought me a wiener cone.
No. Maybe not the wiener cone, but.
Just a wiener.
He'll buy me flowers once a year.
Once a year? Maybe. On flower day?
Maybe only when Polly tells him to.
He's got to remind me like quarterly.
Polly, make sure you send him reminders because I love having fresh flowers in my house. Oh,
shit. You get this weird text go off. It's just going to be a picture of a flower. I'll be like, oh, shit. That's right. He will, too. He'll hear this and be like, hey, I said quarterly. Quarterly.
Quarterly plus holidays.
No, just whatever holiday falls under that quarter.
No, man. I love fresh flowers. You can go down to Trader Joe's and get them for like $3. It's the effort. You could get it
from the Mexican dude at Fruit National, too.
Yeah, you could. So there you go. You're speaking for me. I mean, you're not helping your case, homie. All right.
Polly didn't get hold of me yet and remind me.
Damon still doesn't care about my love language.
What, gas station flowers? And
anyways.
Have better gas station sushi. Also in? No?
Mm-mm.
All right. What's left? What's left?
You tell me.
Let's see. I don't know.
We're taking the kids to Disneyland for the first time this summer.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
That we decided to do like one at a time.
No, we're doing summer vacation. Oh. So each kid gets one day. And on that day, we do whatever that one kid wants to do.
Huh.
And then the kid that misbehaves has to sit with you.
Who, with me? Why, am I the torture?
Yeah, they're scared of you.
It's going to be Grace.
Yeah, it's going to be Grace. If it's Grace, I'll sit with Grace.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so.
She's not graceful.
When Kaser comes out, and he's like, I'm going to bring my camping gear. So if he goes, he's supposed to be coming out in a few weeks. I hit him up and see if he's got all his shit together. But there could be a snow chance when he comes out, but at least we got some shit under control from last time.
Yeah, we've made the mistakes and learned from them. So when Kaser comes, it'll be a much better experience.
Yeah, it won't be so winter wonderlandy.
I don't think he's going to fit in the bed of the truck with us, though.
No, he can either have the back seat, or I told him he doesn't think he can fit in the back seat of the truck. I mean, I've slept back there plenty of times. But if he doesn't feel like kind of cramping it up in there, then we'll figure something out and get the tent out. Then he can just be in the tent.
In the snow.
Oh, you just set an easy up on the tent. And lower it a little bit over it so the snow runs off to the sides.
Let me take a picture of you.
Could tarp those sides down, too. Then we got the tarp for the wood. And we got the tarp for the truck. What more do you need? I'm trying to take a picture of my fat gut.
No.
That's loaded with mochi nut. That did sound right.
He likes it loaded with nut.
Oh, shit. Are you done taking pictures?
Oh, I got something funny. So the night that I had to pick Damon up before we went to the coast.
Okay.
We won't go into detail, but I told him I'm putting him in the car in his panties. And I'm like, Damon, I'm going to run back in and get your hat. Do you want me to get your hat?
No, I don't want no hat.
That was all faded.
I don't need no hat.
And then I'm like, are you sure? Because we're not coming back tomorrow morning. We're leaving. You sure you don't want a hat?
I said I don't want a hat. I don't need no hat. Look at his hair.
Look at this hair.
I was like, oh boy. Part of me wanted to just go in anyways to get the hat.
You know better than that.
But I was like, you know what?
Just get the hat.
You know what? No, not today.
Oh, I see.
I said, fine. I've asked. You don't want a hat? You don't need a hat. So we wake up the next day and we're getting ready and he's being extra sweet. And he's like, baby doll, where's my hat? We got to go to my house. I don't have a hat. I got to get a hat. And I was like, nope. No hat. Sorry, that ship sailed. He's like, what do you mean? I'm not going to go get a hat.
It was the worst.
He ended up buying one anyways.
Yeah, I couldn't go out without a hat.
Kelly's Candy and Morro Bay hat.
Kelly's Candy was a good hat. Plastic Bill. It's good.
So that was funny.
Yeah, I couldn't go without a hat. Dude, my hair's crazy.
He went...
Look at my hair. My hair.
We went to lunch at Harbor Hut, and he had no hat on.
Okay. I was waiting for the punchline there.
There was no punchline.
He was just out being bald.
He was, but not just like bald, but like bald poofy.
Oh. Anyway.
Don't yawn.
I'm trying not to, man. I'm tired. It was a long week, coupled by a crazy long weekend, coupled by throwing my back out at work the other day.
I done did throw my back out.
There was something else. What else? Something else happened on that trip, my day trip. Mowgli. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is, that kid will run around damn near naked in the ocean.
And he just loves it.
It's crazy.
We'll have to post those pictures too.
Yeah, we have all kinds of pictures from that. What else? There was something else we got pictures from.
Damon bought me cookies. I didn't get a picture of him.
That's it? Is that all we got?
I don't know.
I thought we had a ton of shit to go, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, just because I don't remember where we left off and where we've been and where we haven't been and what we've covered, what we haven't covered.
Yeah, no, because between work and everything else in between, here recently it's been, oh, man, we were supposed to podcast yesterday. Oh, we'll have to catch that Thursday. You know, and everybody's just squeezing in. That's what's happened the last couple of weeks. But I could have swore there was something else in the mix that we were going to talk about. But
How much you love me?
Well, yeah, always.
Yeah, we talked about San Francisco and the coast with the kids.
And Peepee Gate. Covered Peepee Gate. Actually, it was Peepee Mattress. We had a hard time getting in the gate.
It was pretty dangerous.
What else? Yeah, it rained all weekend.
I took the cutest love videos of for Damon. I wish you guys could hear them. Shh. Anyways, Damon will have to show you guys.
I'll put them on the Instagram. They'll be on there.
I'm looking.
Well, if that's it, baby, let's wrap it. I gotta go lay down and ice my back.
Oh, yeah.
Because I done throwed it out.
He did. Stay tuned. Oh.
Yeah, stay tuned. Bye.
No.
What?
I want a Maine Coon.
Oh, come on. That's down the road.
Everything's down the road.
Well, because nobody's getting a Maine Coon right now. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to have?
What?
We're going to take old-timey pictures next weekend, so you guys stay tuned.
Here we go. The old-timey pictures again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the last time we took them, it was like in the very beginning of whatever we were and weren't, when I thought I loved Damon and he didn't love me. Anyways, it was a long time ago. We took old-timey pictures together.
Shit, Tucker.
And he lost it or threw it away, crumbled it. I don't know. But here we are.
Probably that time you told me to take a hike, and I probably crumbled it, probably. But I'm willing to bet if I went out in my work truck right now and looked in one spot, I bet I'd find it.
You want to make a bet?
No.
I didn't think so.
Because I might have crumbled it.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's dirty like that.
That's not being dirty.
I know that I have a copy of it packed away.
You think you have a copy of it packed away?
No, I know.
Oh, baby.
Oh.
It's sitting on me wrong.
That's, now my foot hurts.
It's, I can't. Slow a bit. No, you're right there.
Yeah, now I can't hold my feet up. They're going to fall.
No, they're not.
Can you hold them?
Hold them up at your toes. Like, like a chimpanzee just gripping the rip.
I have earthy feet.
So you can do it.
Damon does not. What?
I thought that was Bigfoot on the TV.
Anyways, we're going to take new old-timey pictures this weekend. Right, so
new old-timey.
Stay tuned. I'm super excited.
We're going to go to a different place.
There's only one place.
There's only one place to do old-timey pictures.
And I like going there. And
shoot.
Do we get to get sarsaparilla?
A sarsaparilla? You're darn tootin'. Shoot.
I don't know why he wants to go to another place. We've been at that place so many times.
One time. Two times.
Once with you.
I got the other old-timey picture in the frame.
Once
on the
with
table.
Our friends. And then once when me and Damon were broken up, I took my kids and did old-timey pictures.
Yeah, I only
with
went
them.
Twice.
And I was like, take that, Damon.
I'm
going to
do
care.
Old-timey pictures with my kids. And I was like, good on you. What?
Mowgli looked like he belonged. The little pistol in his hand.
Looked like the little Chinese kid working on the railroad.
What song was he singing in the car?
I don't even know. Well, he was singing like four different ones.
I know, but one was just like super funny. I'm a midnight toker.
Oh, yeah. He just kept singing the midnight toker part. It was pretty funny. I just kept turning around looking at him, seeing if he was getting ready to spark one. Backseat. I was like, I'm a midnight toker. See, I told you I saw some Sasquatch. What the hell is that? It's like beating the hell out of Sam Elliott right now. Keep waiting for Patrick Swayze to come out here and kick its ass.
What are you watching?
I have no idea what the hell this is. Sam Elliott is getting his ass beat by a dude in a chimpanzee suit.
We are 1 month in.
To what?
To our year together.
Oh, I thought we already passed that year.
I mean, like, the next year.
The next year.
Damon, what I meant to say is Damon's going to be 49 in just a few short months. So, if anyone wants to throw some birthday party ideas my way, don't email the Brizzy Experience. Because he'll get it. I won't. So, yeah.
That creepy thing's gonna get
I need birthday party ideas for Damon, and who wants to fly out? Actually.
Oh, it's puking his mouth. What the hell?
Oh my gosh, look what at this are you thing. Watching?
What the hell, man? That monkey was on that monkey thing was on top of him and it was beating the shit out of him, and then he pulled his knife out and stabbed it like in the side and just started puking in his mouth.
It looked so fake.
Of course.
What is this?
I have no idea.
Turn it off.
I can't do that from here.
Oh.
Huh?
Can you pop my toes?
Oh, come on. All right, we're going to wrap it.
We're going to wrap it.
And go chill out, watch a movie. Ice my back. Woo, did you hear that? That was all of them.
You're aggressive.
Wow.
Ow.
All the bitches went. Should have did that right in the microphone.
I'm scared. No, I'm scared. You're going to break my toes.
Let's put that one up here.
Please don't break my toes.
That was a good
Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
You hear that? It's me rubbing the hair on her feet.
Ouch.
I only got one out of that. Stop. Stop it. Okay, that's it. We're going to go. And then next weekend, we're going to sit down with some more deets and some topics on the age gap deal. So I think we're due for another one of those.
Yeah, we are.
What do you say with the Haley voice? Yeah.
Because sometimes that's how you make me feel.
Ew.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We out?
Yeah.
Haley? We good?
It's Brittany, bitch.
Oh, okay.
You bitch.
You bitch. All right, you bitches. Talk to you later.
I love this old fart.
Brizinators, I love you too, baby.
I would like to say we're going to go have sex tonight, but every night we say that and then we fall asleep, so.
Yeah, it's like a tit squeeze. A butt grab.
And then I'll be holding his wiener. Like, I'm going to rub it. And then I just fall asleep.
And it's night-night time. It's happened a couple of times. I don't know what's going on.
He's getting old.
Ah, come on. Don't blame it on me.
49 is just...
Yeah, it's happening.
Creeping up.
It's happening.
Oh, hey.
Uh-oh.
There's a crab feed here. I want to go. Everyone tell Damon to take me.
It's an expensive crab feed. All right.
I want to know what love is.
All right, ladies and germs.
I want you to feed me all you can eat crab.
Brizinators, thanks for tuning in.
Polly, don't forget the flowers.
Kaser, make your plane ticket. Polly, don't forget the flowers. Tamara's quit beating off so much when your wife's not around. Oh, shit. They're back. All right. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Love you. Bye.
Check back in a week or two if we get off track again.
No.
I'm kidding. Next week.
No more than a week and a half.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, a nice little buffer.
Nah, we're in next week. We'll do it. We're doing it.
We're going to try to do it tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I don't know. I might fall asleep with another mochi nut. Okay, Daddy. I'm out.
Bye.
Bye. Can't find the off button.